بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا انتعل أحدكم فليبدأ باليمنى، وإذا نزع فليبدأ بالشمال، لتكون اليمنى أولهما تنعل وآخرهما تنزع. متفق عليه. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: When one of you wears his shoes, then he should start wearing from the right side. Put on the right leg first. And when he removes his shoes, he should start from the left. Remove the left shoe first. So that the right is the first that is put on and the second to be removed. In other words, when a person is wearing his shoes, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to put on the right leg first, then the left leg. And when one removes his shoes, they remove the left foot first, then the right foot. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our deen shows us every single part of our life, every aspect of our life, wearing our clothes, how we wear our clothes, which side we put on first, which we remove first. All these things are important because it's part of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وعن حفصة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يجعل يمينه لطعامه وشرابه وثيابه ويجعل يساره لما سوى ذلك رواه أبو داود والترمذي وغيره. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا لبستم وإذا توضأتم فابدأوا بأيامنكم. حديث صحيح رواه أبو داود والترمذي بإسناد صحيح. Both these أحاديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, very similar, was mentioned yesterday. The first hadith, Hafsa radiallahu anha narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use his right hand for eating, drinking and wearing clothes. And he would use his left hand for other tasks. Abu Huraira radiallahu anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you wear your clothes and perform wudu, begin with your right. So the same thing was explained yesterday. When you're wearing your clothing, so put on the right sleeve first, then the left sleeve. Your shoes, the right leg first, then the left leg. Wudu, you start washing the right side, right hand first, then the left hand. So in all these aspects of purification and honorable things, and honorable tasks and deeds, we start with the right. And when we are besides that, then you start with the left. وَعَنْ أَنَسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ أَتَى مِنًا. Anas رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he arrived at Mina. This is Hajj taking place. He comes to Mina. فَأَتَى الْجَمْرَةَ فَرَمَاهَا. He comes to Jamra Aqaba. He stones it. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم stones Jamra Aqaba. ثُمَّ أَتَى مَنْزِلَهُ بِمِنًا وَنَحَرَ. Then he comes to his place where he was staying in Mina, his camp in Mina, and then he slaughtered the animal. ثُمَّ قَالَ لِلْحَلَّاقِ. Then he tells the barber, he calls his sahabi and he says, خُذ. And others, take my head. وَأَشَارَ إِلَى جَانِبِهِ الْأَيْمَنِ. And he indicated to his right side first. ثم الأيسر, then the left. ثم جعل يعطيه الناس. متفق عليه. And then he distributed his hair amongst the people. وفي رواية لما رأى الجمرة ونحر نسكه وحلق. Another narration says, when Rasulullah SAW stoned the jamra, he sacrificed his animal and he intended shaving his head. نا والحلاق شقه والأيمن فحلقه. He first presented the right side of his head to the barber and he had it shaved. ثم دعا أبا طلحة الأنصاري. Then he called Abu Talha al-Ansari رضي الله تعالى عنه فأعطاه إياه. And he gave him all that hair that came off from the right hand side. ثم ناوله الشق الأيسر. Then he gave the barber the left side of his head. فقال إحلق. He said, now shave. فحلقه. The barber shaved the left side of the head of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأعطاه أبا طلحة. And then he gave Abu Talha again this hair. فقال. And now he said, اقسمه بين الناس. Distribute this hair amongst the people. So the important thing in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is even in a person in shaving his hair, in first the right side, then the left side. And this is what we have been explaining in this entire chapter. For all good things, you start with the right side, and other than that, from the left hand. And of course, from this hadith, we understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mubarak hair was distributed amongst the people. Until today, many people have the Baal Mubarak, the hair Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it came down in generations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal and all what has been said. Remember again, all good things we start from the right hand side and then the left. Entering the masjid, the left, the right leg first, then the left leg. When you're coming out, first you remove the left leg, then the right leg. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.